Hello, everyone. This is Stephen McGarvey for LifeAudio.com. Our highest priority at Life Audio is to create content that helps Christians find practical ways to apply their faith to all the challenges of life. And right now, it seems like there's no greater challenge we all face than the coronavirus global pandemic. In an effort to quickly respond to what could be the most critical issue of our time, we've partnered with pastor and author Daniel Darling to create this new podcast, Christians in a Time of Coronavirus. Dan is the Vice President of Communications at the Ethics and Religious Liberty Commission. And here he takes a look at the host of issues and problems created for us by this pandemic and how Christians can face them with courage and a hope for our future. While the national outlook seems bleak, we know that Christians can be a source of light in a time of darkness. We hope that this podcast can be a light for you and that you find it insightful and encouraging.
Welcome back to this special podcast, Christians in a Time of Coronavirus. This is Dan Darling. Glad to be with you again today and hope you're enjoying this series as we think through passages of scripture that might give us hope and courage in the midst of this unprecedented time that we are facing as a country and really as a world. Today, I'd like to read from Habakkuk chapter 3. This is one of my favorite passages. This is a passage that I typically like to read on Thanksgiving because I just think it's so appropriate, but it's really a great passage to read at any time. Just a little background on Habakkuk. He's a prophet who, in Israel, a man of God who is looking around and he's asking the Lord, "Lord, I see all of this wickedness in our country, injustice, unrighteousness. You have promised that you will not tolerate this. But what's taking you so long?" The predominant theme in Habakkuk is, "How long, O Lord? How long will you let this go on?" Which is, I think, a theme that many of us are saying right now. How long is this thing going to go on? How long will we be shuttered in our homes? How long will the virus continue to spread? How long will the economic pain continue? How long will frontline medical workers have to continue to just sacrifice everything to try to save our country? And God's answer to Habakkuk is interesting. It's essentially, first of all, "I'm God and you're not," which is always a great answer. It's comforting to know that God is more powerful and stronger than we are, that we are not in control, that we don't know the outcomes. But second of all, you know, it's good for us to be reminded that God is in control. And so God's answer to him is, "Actually, I have a plan and my timing is perfect." And he says, he promises that he's going to send a pagan army to come and execute justice on the people of Israel, as God had always promised that if you abandon me, he would say that I'll send armies to conquer you. In other words, God was always holding off more powerful countries and armies from invading Israel because they were his people. But when they disobeyed him, that protection would be gone. And so he would allow the armies to come and invade them, which then prompted another question by Hezekiah. And he's saying, "Well, I'm looking at the army that you say in the country that you say is going to teach Israel a lesson, divine lesson, and they're more unrighteous and worse than Israel." To which God's answer was, "You're right. And I'm going to send another army to execute justice on them." In other words, Hezekiah, the answer was, "I've got all this. I'm gathering history to myself. None of this surprises me. I'm still on the throne," which all leads to the last chapter where Habakkuk's confidence in God, his timing, his justice, his mercy, his grace, his provision for the righteous, for his people, is restored. And I want to read here Habakkuk chapter 3, verse 17. It says, "Though the fig tree does not bud, and there is no fruit on the vines, though the olive crop fails, and the fields produce no food, though the flocks disappear from the pen, and there are no herds in the stalls, yet I will celebrate in the Lord. I will rejoice in the God of my salvation. The Lord, my Lord, is my strength. He makes my feet like those of a deer and enables me to walk on mountain heights." What a great promise. What a great way to rejoice in hard times, Though the fig tree does not bud and there's no fruit on the vines, though the olive crop fails and no fields produce no food. In other words, if everything around me fails, you know, we might say today, though the grocery store shelves are empty of toilet paper, though my 401k is dropping faster than a rock, though I'm scared about my employment situation, or though I lose my job, or though I suffer a loss around me, though I have to be shut in my house and can't socialize with people that I love, yet I will celebrate in the Lord. I will rejoice in the God of my salvation. It's interesting to celebrate and praise the Lord when times are good. That's a good reflex. When we're in the good times, let's not forget God. Let's praise Him for His blessing when times are good. But it's real faith to be able to praise God when times are bleak and hard and uncertain. The Lord, my Lord, is my strength. He makes my feet like those of a deer, enables me to walk on mountain heights. You know, I heard a pastor say one time, when all you have in life is God, all you have in life is God. In other words, when God strips everything away, and many of us don't have that reality right now. We still have our families, we still have our homes, we still have meaningful work, many of us, but still there's a sense of uncertainty and foreboding. And there's many that might be listening that have lost everything. When God strips everything away, that's when you really know the Lord is my strength. So can we thank the Lord? Can we praise the Lord in difficult and hard times? Thanksgiving and praise is not just thanking God for the good things that He sends, but it's thanking God for the rain. It's thanking God for the famine. It's thanking God for less money. I don't know about you. I have a hard time doing this. I have a hard time praising God and thanking God and worshiping God when things are bleak. I have a hard time doing that. I tend to get very restless and worry and fearful and try to take things in my own hands. And Habakkuk cried out to the Lord, which is what we should do. And he was honest with the Lord. How long, Lord? What are you doing? This doesn't make any sense. God invites that from us. He is not afraid of that. Do that. And yet, the answer, if we're still and we listen, is, I am the Lord. I am God. I am powerful. The Lord is my strength. He makes my feet like those of a deer and enables me to walk on mountain heights. The answer is, can you praise God in the storm? Can you do that? I hope that God gives you that joy and that ability today. Thank you again for joining me once again for Christians in a Time of Coronavirus.
Hello, this is Dr. Doug Grotheis, host of Truth Tribe, where we seek the truth through reason and evidence about what matters most. And we are not tribal, since truth is for everyone. Please join me at the Truth Tribe as I discuss the reasons for Christian faith, the Christian worldview, and moral issues such as abortion and gender ideology. To listen now, go to lifeaudio.com or search Truth Tribe on your favorite podcast app.